Start your day with Tim Fleming in the Morning, someone you know and trust for the latest news, weather, farm, and sports in North Iowa on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO, and it is time for the Caregiver Corner, and that means we get a chance to visit with Lark Trigstedt. She's on our live line right now. Hi, Lark.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Oh, fantastic.
Good, good. Are you ready for this whole daylight saving switch thing to get us back?
I am, but I don't know about my dog because the dog gets all mixed up.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm with your dog. I get mixed up too, but the early morning stuff where the sun doesn't come up until almost 8 o'clock in the morning, we need to change.
Yeah, it's time.
It is time. Hey, you had me laughing when you shot me this note about today's program.
Is it cute?
Oh, man. I am such a Smothers Brothers fan from way back.
Yes.
And there's this copy of the Mom Always Liked You Best was the 8th comedy album of the Smothers Brothers posted here. That's pretty good.
I loved that. They always stop in the middle of it and get in a fight.
Oh, man. Oh, they were just absolutely hilarious.
They were.
So funny. And today's topic is about siblings and caregiving. And it can be a real struggle sometimes, they say. Maybe not quite like the Smothers Brothers at all.
Well, personally, I can't speak to this as I'm an only child, but my career involved working with families, and there are good times and not so good times. Siblings are in some cases step-siblings might not have a model for how to work together to handle caregiving and the many practical, emotional, and financial issues that go with it. So there's no clear path guiding who should do what, no road map for how siblings should interact as mature adults. And while some families are able to work out differences, many others struggle.
Well, I could see where that would happen, yeah. Siblings are also going through a major emotional passage that stirs up feelings from childhood. Watching a parent's age and die is one of the hardest things in life, and everyone in the family will handle it much differently.
And I came across a humorous caregiver writer who told the story of some toxic types of sibling roles, and that's what we're going to talk about. So he begins with, there generally is the martyr. That individual stoically drudge along, doing what needs to be done, all of the while resenting everyone and letting them know that they resent them.
Oh, wow. Or maybe you are the smart one.
Ooh.
You think your way is the best way, and you aren't willing to concede that your sibling might be right after all, even now and then.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
How about the criticizer? You are nearly as involved in the care of your parent as your sibling, yet you, Monday morning quarterback, every action and decision your siblings make.
Mm-hmm. Then you got the lawyer. You argue every aspect, and nothing gets done except arguing. Or maybe you are the warrior. You have always seen your siblings as adversaries and are primed for battling out every decision until you win.
And lastly, you could be a denier. You simply do not believe that your parent is as bad off as your siblings say, and you discount the dire warnings they are giving you. Now, these roles may seem extreme, but when folks are under stress, they act out more of their inner tendencies.
Family dynamics were present prior to your caregiving for your parent, and you may not be able to resolve existing conflicts now to your satisfaction. It's not worth a family boxing match over this.
Absolutely. And the important thing is, be sure to remember what your parent hoped for before their decline began. And that's why planning ahead is so very important to prevent crisis decision-making at a time when the entire family is the most vulnerable.
So where can we go on SageLink to get some working with our family kind of tips, Lark?
Well, it's under the Everyday How-Tos tab, and you'll find the first example I'd like to give is Prepare to Care. Now, this is a resource guide for family. It was developed by AARP to help make the job more manageable. It includes information how to have vital conversations with older family members, organize important documents, assess your loved one needs, and locate important resources. Watch caregiving expert Amy Goyer explain more about the guide. There's a little pop-up infomatic video on there. And you can download that right off our website, on your printer, on your computer, whatever you want to do. Or you can request a copy by contacting AARP.
Oh, okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I understand there are some good videos under video resources for family caregivers on the same page?
Yes, and we just recently added that. The Family Caregiver Alliance is a national nonprofit caregiver support organization headquartered in San Francisco, California, and FCA's purpose is to improve the quality of life for caregivers and the people who receive their care.
Now, working with siblings is really quite the topic.
Certainly is. And the Family Caregiver Alliance has a terrific video regarding that, Caregiving with Your Siblings. It's more in-depth. It's a 14-minute informatic and by Francine Russo and based on her book. So while your siblings can be enormously helpful and your best support, they can also be a source of stress. The neat thing about this particular video, it is in four different languages. So,
wow. Wow.
It's multicultural and very helpful.
Yeah, great information. Now, you said you are an only child.
I am.
For me, I have two brothers and I have two sisters. And so the five of us, if we would get talking and going over something like this, I know what my plan would be to listen to everybody, and then I would take the best and forget the rest.
There. That is a great motto. And the important thing is, and especially for me being an only child, is that you need to get to what your parents' wishes are before their decline occurs, because gosh, isn't that what we all want? We want to try to stay in our home as long as possible, or you know, keep certain possessions, or advance directives is another thing that's really critical to get worked out. So that's why the SageLink is so helpful for all of those issues.
NorthIowaSageLink.com. You can find so many great things, including some of our broadcasts that we've had on KGLO that you can listen to.
Yes, they're on the first page at the bottom, so easy to get to.
Fantastic stuff. Lark, always great to talk to you. And
you
we
too.
Hope everybody logs into NorthIowaSageLink.com and find some information that can help. And you might get along just like the Smothers Brothers.
Okay, talk to you next week.
Have a great week. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. That's Lark Trigstad with us on our Caregiver Corner program on AM 1300 KGLO, Mason City.